Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
excellent.
Yeah.
Jason, it's nice when you're not here. As this lonely night's been into years. Baby, it's been hard to go on without your love. Questions I ask, full lens of anger. Now that you're truly gone from un amor de verdad, un amor tan fuerte que aunque pasan los años, estoy aquí todavía intoxicado con tu imagen.
Mi corazón llora y tú no estás aquí. Dime por qué estás lejos, lejos, lejos de mí.
Getting hot to a new sound.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody, on a Throwback Thursday. We are live in the studio right now with legend Mr. Johnny O.
Going on.
Applause.
Yeah.
What's up?
We also have co-hosting with us on Versatile Radio tonight, Marcella Powerhouse Bombshell, and, of course, Mr. DJ Shadow from Freestyle Paradise Radio. Welcome.
Hello there. Welcome. Hello. How are you?
Good, good. What's going down?
Good. What's going on,
Daniel? Yeah.
I'm doing great.
How was your day today, Johnny? Being that
my day today was filled with screaming, yelling, interviews, crying.
I bet.
Everything. It was the ultimate bomb. I had it was debuted in several stations, including yours, and it was just crazy. I had phone calls from everyone. I even got phone calls from the industry. Major label just called me and said congratulations. And then just before you hung up, he said, "Oh, by the way, I got some good news." I said, "What's that?" He says, "The contracts are coming." I said, "Yeah, baby, slam."
You know, it has been so hard for me to not leak this song out, and I've actually had it here in the studio for a little bit less than a week now. And when you actually gave me the honor, gave Versatile Radio the honor of being a part of the worldwide exclusive of the release of the song, it's been terribly hard for me not to leak it, because it's awesome. So it's so heartfelt, and it's just very unique in its own way. And I believe I shared with you that my own mom was dancing to it.
Yep.
And
yep.
You know, Jefita, she's up there, you know, almost 70 years old, and she felt that. She definitely felt that. Tell us a little bit about the project of this song here.
The project, the song. Well, first of all, I knew the Club Jumpers, Dan and Sam, for nearly 20 years, you know, these guys blew up 50 times bigger than me. They're known in the industry for being remixers, and they're top remixers in America. So great that they were nominated as Grammy Award winners. So, you know, Dan recently got with me because he heard I was going to have a concert out in his area, and he said, "Hey, man, you know, I wanted this track with you, bro." And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." You know, he said, "So," and I said, "Let's get together and send me the track and then I'll check it out." So he sent me the track. And when I heard the track, I nearly fell off my chair, and I said, "Oh my God, this is my dream." Because I'm known for freestyle, but if anybody's a true, genuine Johnny O fan, you know that I'm crazy. You know that I do R&B. I try to do a little hip hop. I'll do pop. I'll do this. I'll do that. And sometimes I hit home runs, and I admit it. Sometimes I hit a strike. I strike out. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. One of my inspirations was Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was a legend, an icon. But one thing that a lot of people didn't know is that Johnny Cash recorded 1,500 records. And wow. He was my inspiration for that. Why did he do 1,500 records? Because he knew that if you did 1,500 records, one-third of those will be hits. And one-third of them were.
Right.
So and it bettered him and got him stronger. So this record, when they gave me the record, you know, I knew I had let me tell you something. I sang the song. And I recorded a song and everything. This is funny. This is a true story. I don't know what I'm telling you. So I guess.
Go ahead.
Oh God, I'm getting myself in trouble. And so I wrote a song. I sang it and everything, the harmonies and everything to it. And then my wife came in, and I played it for her. I said, "What do you think?" She the first time she's hearing the song, you know, with the music. The music. She was like, she was dumbfounded. She said, "Oh, my God." And then she turned around and I heard the song. And I said, "What do you think about the song?" She said, "The music is good. Oh, my God." So that was it. She walked away.
Yeah.
I said, "Okay. The music's good." She liked it. Okay. Interesting. My daughter walks in. Okay. And she goes to college. And she walks in and I played it for her. I said, "Tell me the truth. Okay, sweetheart." She goes, "Absolutely, Daddy. I'll tell you right, what's going on." Mm-hmm. So I played it for her. And she said, okay, you ready, Danny? I said, yeah, tell me the truth. She said, Danny, the music is a monster hit. She said, this is the greatest thing that's going to happen in your life. This is going to blow you up worldwide, Dan. I said, awesome. What do you think about the song? She said, delete it. And I said, why? She said, because you're doing two things wrong. You have an EDM record that's a monster, a mega hit, and you're putting free stuff singing to it. She says, you can't do that. And I said, oh, my God. So what do you want me to, you know, what do I do? She said, you have to do your homework. So that's
okay,
when
real
I...
Real quick,
I,
tell us how old your daughter is, right quick.
My daughter, she's 19.
Okay, perfect age for the opinion. Go ahead.
She turned me in half. I deleted the record immediately. And then I called up my producers, and this is the God's truth. I said, give me homework. And when I said give me homework, the names of groups just started popping up all in my phone. Check out this group. Check out that group. This group has the number one record right now. Check out this group. Check out that group. When I went to the internet and checked out every single group, the average video, you ready? The average video was 185 million. I'm going to say that again, 185 million. Let me tell you something else. The average group that I mentioned, five groups that they made me do the homework on, they went 10 times platinum, each one. Each one went 10 times platinum, okay? So I heard the style of singing, and then I went and I literally could not write the song. I could not sing the song. There's no way. Johnny Young is a soprano, second soprano tenor singer. I didn't know how to sing that song. I asked God to help me, and I said, Lord, you got to give me the strength to do this record. I can't do it. And as soon as I finished that, in 5 minutes, I wrote the song out and sang it in alto. And that's how the song came about. In 5 minutes after that, I wrote the entire song. And the song, and I played it for my daughter. I played it for my wife. And everybody was like, dropped. My wife was like, this is a mega smash. My daughter, Christina, that told me to delete it, she said, Daddy, you did it. This is going to be a mega smash. She stood in the studio for an hour and a half singing the song after I left. I said, what are you doing?
How does it feel from freestyle music jumping into a different category of music, which we talked about EDM, that's what's in right now. How does it feel to...
Very, because, you know, I don't want to be another wannabe. I don't want to be a record where it's going to be, well, you know, great effort, Johnny, clapping. Yay, good job. Nice effort, Johnny, but it sucks. I'm not interested in that. I wanted to make it happen. I want it to be real. You know, one of my inspirations was KL. KL, he was, at the peak of freestyle, you know, considered a king of this market. And look at him. He stepped out into hip-hop confidently with people telling him, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Others telling him, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. He turned around. He did it and was successful with some of the songs that he came out with. His inspiration. I always believed in myself, and I said, you know, this is more to me than just freestyle, you know. My songs are, you know, I got masterpieces, but I know I got more.
Right, that's the way
definitely.
To go.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, I go ahead, Marcella.
I was going to reiterate and say the team, Johnny, is extremely proud, and we talked many times, and we said that this is the year, and I've always said that our New School family, this is a representation of what New School is. Johnny O is branded into an EDM, I need you, and he covered three important basic topics that are very crucial in the music game today. One is who you know. When a producer reaches out to you and says, let's do a song, I'm going to be in a city, and they meet up with you, they mean business. And three is your children. They are in tune of what's really going on right now with media, with entertainment, with Pandora, what new technology gadgets coming. And his little girl inspired Johnny even more and gave him real tips. But if we look at the whole cycle, it wasn't so much the inspiration of your daughter, Johnny. You know what that was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
The knowledge you instilled in her, you and Danette instilled in her, in your children.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Well, amen to you on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And I see more great things coming. I definitely want to keep hearing more about, you know, what Ivan has to ask and all these great questions, but I truly am appalled. And I'm not shocked, Johnny, because I know there's so much of you and the world. Even, you know, you give props to Trinier. Trinier gives a lot of props. She goes, I love Johnny's shows. His shows are so exciting. And that's what you bring to the stage. This could be no surprise to anybody out there what you're doing now. I'm not surprised because I knew you had it in you.
I remember when they used to laugh at me when I was younger in my career. Though I had Fantasy Girl and Highways, mega hits, and they went platinum and everything, I still remember the laughter and the giggles in the back of the scenes and in the stage when people said, look at him dancing. He looks like a bunny rabbit running around all over the place. And then today, now, that bunny rabbit is like an icon. And they look at me and they say, wow, this guy's phenomenal. It
that
took
right.
years for respect.
You know what
so
that
guess,
kind of falls under, Johnny? You know, Ivan and Mary, you know, have you heard, not to be, you know, I don't like to talk about people and put them down or laugh or anything, but it's so true, and I have friends and other people comment on this. The hottest person or the most good-looking person in high school is not the most good-looking now. Have you know, you... and the nerdiest is the hottest now.
Mm-hmm.
If you do research of, like, the nerdiest kid, they're super cute.
Yeah, sure, because they got the nice bankroll. They got like 6 digits or 7 digits in bankroll. They're looking good in the Ferrari.
For sure.
Yeah, what's going on? And he's got like Ferrari. They
how we are judgmental, how stereotyping, it's not something that's going to go away because it still happens to the kids in school now with the bullying and all this stuff. And you just knew that you had it in you. Yeah, they were laughing at you, but guess what? You didn't stop, and that didn't let you say, okay, I'm not going to continue to do. You didn't want to fit in. You knew that you were ahead of the game.
I gained the respect of the industry on many levels. I mean, you know, Planet Patrol, for one, we did the challenge together, which is going to come out, hip-hop and R&B soon in the future. These guys are icons. These guys make me, I'm like a little minion compared to them. Yet they respect me because they see my talent. They've experienced my vocals. They experienced my performance together on stage with them. And then I had Color Me Bad. I'll never forget that. I was doing my rehearsal in L.A., and Color Me Bad, I finished my rehearsal, came off the stage, and the lead singer of Color Me Bad came up to me, and he introduced himself, and then he told me, dude, you really did hit that note. And I said, yeah, that's normal. I hit a high E anytime. And he goes, dude, you sounded phenomenal. You were live. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, man, I'm so-and-so from Color Me Bad. And I was like, I'm Johnny O. He goes, yeah, I know you. Everybody knows you. And I'm like, how does he know me? And, it's like, you know, and I've always believed, if you check my interviews in the past, and I know people giggle, and I always said, I'm going to get my Grammy. And everybody, you know, chuckled and, you know, give me that encouragement. You know, I always, every interview I always said it. You're going to do it, Johnny. You're going to do it. But in the background, you can hear that, like, you know, it's not going to happen for Johnny. I feel bad for him because, you know, no, I knew it. I said, something's going to happen in my life that something is going to burst open. And Dan Matthews, God bless him, and Sam Michaels, those two brothers, they came up to me and they said, Johnny, when they told me, they called me on the phone, they said, I remember, I'll never forget. If I write a book, I'll always forget. I'll never forget what he told me. He said, I believe in you, Johnny. You can do this. I've heard you sing. You can sing, bro. And there's not too many people in this industry that can do it like you. And I said, okay. He says, Johnny, search your heart. You got to sing this, not like freestyle. And that's when I tried to do the song engine, and Christina turned around and said, delete it. Then I knew I had to do homework. I said, what am I doing wrong here? I'm going backwards here. I'm going backwards. You know, I hope this is an encouragement for people out there that are starting their careers. Don't settle for less. Settle for the best.
That's right. You know?
Absolutely.
The label is called Faith Style Records, and it's based on the fact that believing in yourself. If you're a doctor, you believe in your practice, you're going to be the greatest doctor. If you're a politician and you don't lie, you're going to be pretty good. You know what I mean? But if you're a recording artist, you're a recording artist, dancer, singer, actor, producer of film, and you believe in your craft, guess what? It's going to come to pass. That's what Freestyle Records is about. That's what the, that's the premise. That's the,
Amen.
The foundation.
Yes.
And
you know,
a lot
when
of the
I
music, yeah, and a lot
go
of the
ahead,
music today, yeah, a lot of the music today is remakes, and it's an influence of the dance era. A lot of music is redone. If we touch, you know, Will.i.am, Fergie, you know, the Black Eyed Peas, they have Funk With My Heart. No, no, the one, the riff, I think that's Full Force, or Lisa Lisa, I Wonder If I Take You Home.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
You know,
yeah,
and then
right.
They have, they have that other song that's a remake of I Want to Rock Right Now, I Want to Rock Right Now. That's from Rob Pace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, and then what's this other girl? She did the remake of Shannon's Let the Music Play.
Yep.
It's a young girl from, you know, American Idol. I'm trying to get her name.
Yep. I remember that song. Yep.
There's another one, Crystal Waters. There's
mm-hmm.
a mix of Crystal Waters and reggaeton, and the new market today thinks, oh, that's a bad beat. That's a new song. No, it's not. That's a remake. So what's happening is that a lot of influence from dance back,
mm-hmm.
it's a big effect now. And freestyle technically was put in a category as freestyle, but it's dance music.
Yeah.
It's dance music.
I had that argument this afternoon with somebody telling me that they said you could rap it, you know, any way you like, but it's dance music, whether you want to call it whatever. It's there was an article that was read by one producer to me, Martha Wash. Everybody remember Martha Wash?
Of course.
Yes.
Martha Wash, she's a superstar. She's a legend. She's gigantic. And one of the pet peeves that she has that I warn you don't ever do to her is tell her that she came out of a genre of music, whether it's disco or freestyle. She'll bark at you and say, no, it's just dance music. It's just dance music. That's what she said. I don't care if you call it disco, mm-hmm. freestyle. I don't care if you call it house, trance. I do dance music. And because of that attitude, you know, people just call it dance, and she continues to evolve. I mean, she's gigantic in Britain and in Germany, and I mean, she's huge in Europe. I mean, huge. I mean, gigantic. And, you know, it's just, she keeps her career alive. She's on magazines. She's still doing tours. I mean, the woman keeps going. And she's an inspiration.
Well, for sure, she has definitely has a point there. I believe it's all dance music also. When I initially opened up the track, I cried. I cried
wow.
because, yes, I did. I have a very deep story behind a freestyle music, and which involves you, Mr. Johnny O, and visions that I've had as you know, when I was younger, and I completely cried. The way that you, coming out of being, or not even coming out, but being a freestyle, a legend, a freestyle dance music, and doing what you did with this track here, it was so mind-blowing. It was, I can't explain it. I just cannot explain it. I'm going to tease the audience a little bit, and yes, I am. I want there are listeners out there
that are some listeners that are pissed at me right now. They're on Facebook, you're like, yo, tell them to play the record now, man. I'm gonna kill myself.
I can't touch this. I want, you know, there are listeners. We do have quite a few listeners on tonight's show.
Shout out to
and,
all the listeners. Want to make sure we shout them out, and thank you for tuning in. So this goes to all the listeners.
You.
Shout out to all the listeners out there.
Most definitely. Thank you. This right here was submitted by Mr. DJ Shadow himself. It's a little mix. We're not going to play the whole thing because we're not going to get you guys all mad and try to, you know, hunt me down and all that stuff. But we want to go ahead and go from his old, and then we'll take you right to the new release. This is
DJ. Hey, go Shadow. Put in the work.
Shadow
Ivan. Put it on the record.
Yes. Legend Johnny O.
Here's Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody, with the exclusive Mr. Johnny O. Sorry, for all you guys that are mad at me out there, I apologize, but you still can't touch me. We got it right here. Let's go. Johnny O, I need you.
Yeah. Holy baloney. Hello.
Flush away the lie. Let this rhythm take control of your soul and life. Feel the pain just disappear. See everything oh so clear. Let me walk on water with you all my life. I can't let
welcome. All right. So, Marcella.
That's a really good way to come back.
I'm a warrior. Versatile Radio, I'm a warrior right here, and a survivor, and a believer. They call me Faithy. Yeah, yeah. So there it is right there. That was the exclusive worldwide
news. I'm rolling because I just finished texting Johnny, calling him the new Demigetta.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
it's just awesome.
I want to give a shout out first because guess who's listening? Dan Matthews is listening. And Sam, they're listening. The Club Jumpers are listening. We want to shout out to them.
Awesome. Big shout
listening.
Out to the Club Jumpers. Great song.
Amazing.
That's so EDM. Big time.
Yeah, this
yes.
record is,
yes.
you know, we did some focus groups on the record, and, you know, we showed some of the big elite peoples, you know, because Sam has really some top people out there that he, you know, he showed the record to, and also Dan and Sam, excuse me, and myself, we showed some people in, the, you know, in my side of the industry, and I mean, we got people jaw-dropping. You know, it's gotten so exciting that we're signing, you know, very soon with a major label. We're talking about, you know, Best Buy. We're talking about Walmart. We're talking about, you know, Target. You know, we're going to the next level.
Good.
You know, sponsorships
yes.
and everything. So, you know, it's just going to be exciting.
I can
awesome.
Just imagine the video, the music video
oh.
to that song. You know what? I
right
definitely want to see you guys in L.A., in Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we have talked about kind of what you wanted with the video, so I definitely think it's going to be an amazing. I love it. You know why I love this? Because
mm-hmm.
it shows that a true artist can do any type of music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you
Amen.
Can just go to like, you know, Versatile Radio, how Mary calls her radio show Versatile. An artist that's professional, that can feel the music,
mm-hmm.
will be able to master and do any type of genre. And you know, this is not it of Johnny. I have something else to tell you.
Yeah.
Johnny's
yeah.
working on EDM, but he's Caribeño. Johnny's Puerto Rican from New York, and there's something that I've been telling Johnny I want to hear besides EDM because he's successful at whatever he does. Salsa. I want to hear some salsa and Christian salsa, and I know someone in Miami that wants to do music with you and some Christian
awesome.
Salsa. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a surprise caller on the line, Johnny, and this caller here. This is a Lordside Gangster out here from California, and he is actually just recently added to the lineup of the Versatile Summer Jam going down right here on August 15th in Riverside, California. Mr. Lordside, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
what's
welcome
up?
To Versatile Radio.
What's going down? How's it going, man?
Welcome to...
I'm doing great, man.
That's
amazing.
Doing your thing, man.
Yeah, man, I'm getting ready to blow up.
Yes.
Yes. Did you get a chance to hear that new release, Mr. Lorza Gestra?
Yeah, I heard it right now. That's kind of like tight because it's like a subliminal, like hidden message, but it was to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? It could be to your girlfriend or your husband or whatever you want to get
it. You got it. You got it. Keep it going.
Gets all the props.
Right. You got it.
He gets all the props.
You got it. You got it.
Yep.
You got it.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
most
definitely. I wanted to kind of connect him on air with you, Johnny, because you guys are in the same type of work as far as going versatile with your music. Okay, and I wanted the audience to kind of connect with us live on air since I have both of you two here and kind of get the feel of what of the purpose in what you both are doing with your music and going versatile with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because you know I have a dream on this song. You know, me and Dan and Sam, we want to get out there. You know, we are, you know, it's no doubt we love the Lord, there's no doubt. But, you know, we want to just express our talents, you know what I mean? And, you know, these guys are phenomenal producers. These are the top-grade producers. These are in-demand producers. And, you know, I'm so humbled to be honored to sing a song with them. And, you know, their belief and, I could share a story. When I was in the studio, it wasn't just me in the studio. It was Dan and Sam's girlfriend, Liz Scott, and two other friends, David Mandrin and another gentleman that was there. And, you know, he was a photographer. He was taking pictures of the whole thing because we were, you know, keeping memorable times. And Liz came up to me, and she told me straight in my face, she said, Johnny, She says, and she speaks with an Australian accent, you know. She says, Johnny, she says, you sing wonderful. You know, she came out that beautiful accent. She has a phenomenal accent. And she told me, she said, you sing phenomenal, but this is not freestyle. She challenged me. She said, you got to be careful with your vibrato. You got to sing, like, from your heart. And, you know, and the song has to be meaningful. And, you know, when she was there, she helped me out with the harmonies. You know, she was a great help. She was an encourager. And then at the end, you know what it is to be, and I'm going to share this with you, all of you that are on the phone, and to my brother, Lord, that's listening on the phone, everybody. You know what it is? So we finished the project, and then we sat there. We waited 5 minutes. We all cooled down. And then Dan turned around and he said, you ready? Let's hit this button. And then Sam hit the button. And we played it one time, you know, for the final listen to see if there's anything we have to change or any vowels or anything. Man, we were floored. We were floored. Dan, I can remember Dan turning to me and said, Johnny, we got a freaking platinum record, dude. He says, we got a huge record here. And Sam was like, absolutely. You know, and Liz was thanking me, and I was almost in tears. I'm like, you know, this is me. This is me. This is me, man.
Yeah, I can see that. I love it.
That's
and
awesome. I wanted to retro it real quick, just to kind of have an idea. Lord Sai G, did you do a song with Rigo Luna?
Yes, I did a song with Rigo.
Oh, that's the jam, 5 minutes to midnight.
I like that title.
I'm in it for life.
Yeah,
same,
right.
Man.
You know,
5 minutes alive. He's like, 5 minutes alive.
And I want you to know how small this world is, because Johnny is part of the Powerhouse family, and he did this track with the Club Jumpers, which is, you know, Fate Style Records. But we still have the Challenge, which is a Powerhouse Music Records release. And then, you know, we have Lord Sai G that came on, who's also going to be performing at the Versatile Jam August 15th. And Rigo Luna has been part of the Powerhouse family. I road managed Rigo Luna. He's from the group New Flavor, and he's
right.
Also signed to Machete. So just to put all these four elements of music and different various, we're all connected in various ways. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling. Johnny,
amen.
You already know where you're going. And
definitely,
when you get a chance, Mary, you got to definitely play that track.
Oh, for
Lord
sure.
I'm gonna
have him, if possible, Lord Sai G, I'm going to have you submit that to us right here at Versatile Radio. Johnny O, so we have permission to play the heck out of this song now, correct?
Absolutely.
Right now,
to set you up, the record label is going to have everything set up by next week, everything for the iTunes, the Amazon, and everything. But the major label is going to literally come in and sweep everything up. So,
okay.
You know, so there's not going to be a lapse in and, you know, buying the record. There's not going to be none of that. It's just they're going to sweep up everything. And then all of a sudden you'll see Face Style Records be smaller, and this is the truth. You'll see my logo get smaller, and then you'll see another logo behind it, and it'll be the major label's logo, whether it's going to be Universal Music or Citywide or whatever that logo is, you'll see it there. And that's just the evidence of the fact that this is going, global, really global, for real, global,
sure.
To another level.
Sure.
Yes.
Blessed and highly
favored,
Johnny. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you know,
we want to thank you so honored to be chosen to be a part of this worldwide exclusive of the release.
You know, thank you.
Versatile Radio. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
And to my brothers, Club Jumpers, you know, I love them.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you for this, man. This is, you know, for them too, you know. They did a great job too.
Amen.
It's all about them and me.
Yes. Definitely. We're going to close the song right now with Blood In, Blood Out by Lord Side Gangster. Please listen in, Johnny. And we're definitely going to be bumping the track from now on. Amen.
Okay,
thank you guys.
Thank you so
Ivan,
much for
Marcella.
I appreciate you.
God bless you. And God bless you and the whole fam.
You got it.
¿Sabes qué, loco?
you ain't that hard. Nah, what's up, homie? You ain't that crazy. Until you can do what he did on the cross, you say you're caught up, huh? Too deep. There's only one thing that can get you out. Escucha, escucha. Let me shoot a kite to you vatos in the pen. It's time to get right, homies. It's time to get born again. And to you homies in the hood posted up, I'm gonna hit you up and sit before you hit me up. Christ changed my life before time in the pen. And I'ma keep it real, let the story begin. Back in the days, never afraid to say, let's get them up. Banging for the value, instead throwing it up. I was a real rider, instead ready to ride. Down for the kicker, representing my side. The big bad body, instead about blood in and blood out. But the devil's right behind you, ready to take you out. It's time to look up, instead for your redemption draws nigh. Iloco for Cristo until the day that I die. And you ain't hard, yeah, you did what he did on the cross. He did it for you, he did it for me, so we wouldn't be lost.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in. It takes his blood to get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in, it takes his blood to get you out. I'm a low-down vato, I sit down for the Lord. You better not get it twisted, cause I'm still hardcore. Puro Lord side bangs, more a different estilo. Hands it like the trip when I be banging for Cristo. They say I heard this vato rap, eh? They say it's pretty bad, eh? Heard he was Chicano and they raps for the Lord, eh? Sabes que, homie, I don't mean no disrespect. Little homies in La Pinta, down but got checked. Vato's putting the work and took a pistol to his neck. I guess that's what you get when you be dying for respect. And I don't mean to step on toes or shove it down nobody's throat. But it's time to get school homes and it ain't no joke. God sent me to pass the wire to you vatos on lock. Have love for your rocks and let the madness stop. There's only one thing that can get you out. And that's the blood of Jesucristo or straight get taken out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in. It takes his blood to get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in, it takes his blood to get you out. Stepping on snakes, it's that chick in the face. It's that saying what I have to say, whatever it takes. It's that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. But he who lives by the sword, it's that must die by one. So while you're living la vida loca, I'll be standing on la roca. No more slanging la droga, homie, and running from la chota. Tomorrow promises no man, you better recognize. Fooled by the angel of death in disguise. La palabra's my cuete, homie, and I still got heart. Walking in the light and staying far from the dark. And if you don't believe me, trucha, he can pull your card. I'll be ducking and dodging from Satan's fiery darts. Think without or with the quickness, getting careful myself. The truth is the truth, homeboy, it speaks for itself. Getting caught up in the madness can get you taken out. It takes your blood to get you in, it'll take his blood to get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in, it'll take his blood to get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes the blood.
Blood in, blood out.
To get you out.
Blood in, blood out.
It takes your blood to get you in, it'll take his blood to get you out.
Yeah, that was Lordside Gangster right there. Thank you, Marcella and Ivan, for joining the show with me tonight as a co-host and being a part of this. It was an amazing show.
You're welcome. It sure was. And Ivan, you know, definitely transmitting a DMA all the way in New York. We want to definitely give Johnny much success with this big project and the Club Jumpers. And basically that's how it works now. You know, the business is about who's ready to work and who's ready to release and produce new music. And the power of the way the music is flowing now, it you can do many projects with various persons. That's the big advantage now with music biz. You don't have to be stuck to one person. And being that we have the song, we have the project with Planet Patrol and Johnny, it's going to be, you know, remixed. We have on the remix, we're featuring a hip-hop artist named J.U. out of Boston. And we're going to have a club edit remix. So everybody, every label, everybody has creativity. Everyone has different ideas. But at the end of the game is the element of the artist and the potential of the artist. And when you're working with a legend and a professional, it's so wonderful how Johnny says, I'm going to make it big, when he's already a legend, you know what I mean? So that goes to show you how humble and how real he is. And we must always keep the humbleness and not let all that fame get to our head, because at the end of the day, we never know what could happen tomorrow. So let's live freely, let's live for today, let's live with one goal, let's live with one motive, and let's stay real and successful as long as we can be.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Marcella. You already know I highly respect your work and your success and everything that you are driven towards doing in the music industry. Mr. DJ Shadow, Ivan Hernandez, you always know I'm very grateful and blessed to have you alongside with me.
Yes.
Lorside Gangster actually got disconnected because Versatile Radio once again went overtime with the show. We are going to have a exclusive show for Mr. Lorside G and him attending the Versatile Summer Jam. TC Productions, we do need a little bit of funding to be able to make that happen. We are believing in faith, so you guys tune in for the links. We're going to have that show possibly tomorrow or sometime this weekend. God bless. Amen. Good night.
Love is something I can't.